大家早。大家今天早上很为耶稣感到很兴奋吗？我们刚刚唱歌提到，他是世界上唯一肉身从死里复活的那一位，
Never to die again.
而且不再死亡。也因为如此，我知道有一天我会从死里复活。
And live with Jesus in His glorious kingdom forever and ever.
与耶稣在他荣耀的国度永永远远活在一起。
Am I on now? I'm on now. Okay, good.
You want to try it again?
Try it again? No, I think they could hear. Right. All right. So we've been studying the attributes of God, what God is like.
我们一直在看上帝的属性这件事情，上帝是什么样子。
Right, and today we're going to be looking at God's mercy.
那今天我们要看上帝的怜悯。
Right, last time we looked at God's grace.
上一周我们看的是上帝的恩典。
Now, about His mercy, we can say the infinite, eternal mercy of God saves me from the eternal justice of hell I deserve for my sin.
关于上帝的怜悯，我们可以说他是用他无限的怜悯拯救我们脱离因罪而该受的地狱永恒的刑罚。
We're going to look at this.
我们会看这一点。
I really deserved hell.
我自己配得的是地狱。
But God in His mercy has given me eternal life.
但是上帝在他的恩慈，在他怜悯当中，把永生赐给我。
I know where I'm going when I leave this world.
所以我知道，当我离开这个世界的时候，我去哪里。
Okay, so every one of you here today can know for sure, without a doubt, where you're going to spend eternity.
我们在座的每一位今天都可以确实的知道你永恒会在什么地方度过。
But to know, you've got to understand God's mercy.
但是要明白这一点，你必须先明白上帝的怜悯。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们因为你的话语献上感谢。
Where you reveal to us your great eternal truths.
你把你永恒的真理启示给我们。
And we thank you for revealing to us.That you're such a merciful God.
我们也感谢你启示给我们，你是一位充满怜悯的神。
You helped us understand we're sinners.
你帮助我们明白我们是罪人。
But you loved us anyway.
但是你还是爱我们。
And in your mercy, made a way for us to be saved.
而在你的怜悯当中，你开了一条路，让我们能够得到拯救。
So we pray your Holy Spirit will come now.
我们祈求你的圣灵现在来到我们中间。
Help us understand what your mercy is all about.
帮助我们。明白你的怜悯是什么。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So last week we looked at grace.
上星期我们看到上帝的恩惠。
Right. And grace gives me infinite, glorious, eternal blessings that I could never deserve.
那恩典就是上帝赐给我无限永恒的福气，是我本来不配得的。
Right. If you were to really count all your blessings throughout life,
假如我们数算人生中所有的福气
There'd be so many, you couldn't count them all.
会有那么多我们数不过来
And I didn't deserve any of those.
但是我不配得这些所有的恩典
Now the difference between mercy
但是恩典
is mercy offers me salvation from the unimaginable eternal damnation I do deserve.
跟怜悯的差别就是怜悯给我救恩脱离我原来所应该配得而且没有办法想象永恒的定罪
So God's grace gives me what I don't deserve.
所以上帝的恩典赐给我我不配得的。
And because of God's mercy, I don't get what I do deserve.
但是上帝的怜悯使我不受我本当受的。
And I need both of these to have peace about my eternal salvation.
我需要这两者对我的永恒的救恩才能够有确据。
Okay. If God's mercy is so great, then what I did that requires such great mercy must be.Really incredibly serious.
那假如上帝的怜悯是这么的庞大，而我所做的一定是非常的严重，导致上帝需要给我们如此庞大的怜悯。
Right, God tells us how great a mercy we need.
上帝告诉我们，我们需要多么大的他的怜悯。
Okay, it says He has not dealt with us after our sins.
诗篇说他没有按我们的罪过待我们。
Nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
So in other words, he hasn't given me what I deserved.
换句话说，他没有把我配得的给我。
But he says, for as the heaven is high above the earth.
他说天离地何等的高。
Right, and that's infinite.
那就是无限的大。
So great is his mercy towards them that fear him.
他的慈爱或者他的怜悯向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
So God's telling me I needed an infinite amount of mercy.
所以上帝告诉我，我需要他无限大的怜悯。
And that's how great his mercy is towards me.
他对我的怜悯就是这样的庞大。
Okay. There's a man in Mexico that I never forget.
有一个人是墨西哥的人，我没有办法忘记他。
Yeah, he lived in Monte Gordo, Mexico, on the Gulf Coast.
他住在海湾的这个 Monte Gordo 这个地方。
Yeah, and he got saved.
他得救了。
And he wanted to get baptized.
他要受洗。
And we were preparing the baptism, and you know, like a baptistry in the church.
我们在教会就为他预备净池。
And he said, "No, no, no, that's too small."
他说：“哦，不是不是，那个镜子太小了。
You need to baptize me in the ocean.
他说你必须在那个海洋里面给我受洗。
Because I got so many sins, only an ocean could wash them away.
他说我的罪这么多哈，就大海的水可以把它洗干净。
We explained to him the water doesn't actually wash away your sin. It's Jesus' blood that washes away our sin.
是我们跟他解释，不是水把你的罪洗净，而是耶稣的血洗净你的罪。
But he really understood the degree.Of his sin before a holy God.
但是他真的明白，在一位圣洁的前面，圣洁的神面前，他的罪的这个程度是多少。
And we all probably could use an ocean to wash away our sin.
我们可能每个人都需要用一个大海的水把我们的罪给洗净。
And that's why God gives us an infinite amount of mercy to forgive us our sin.
这就是上帝把他无限大的怜悯赐给我们，使我们得到救恩。
Okay.Now, in His eternal mercy, God offers me the gift of eternal life.
所以在上帝永恒的怜悯当中，他把永恒的生命赐给我做一个礼物。
Okay, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed my transgressions from me.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Okay, now this requires a life change in direction.
那这就要求我们人生的方向要有改变。
Right. He says he's put my sin as far away from me as the east is from the west.
他说叫我们的过犯像从东到西那么的远离开。
So how does God do that? That's pretty far.
那这非常的大的距离神怎么做的呢？
Well, before I was saved, I'm walking in this direction.
在我得救之前我是朝着这个方向走。
I'm running after sin.
我跟着罪在走。
I'm living in sin.
我活在罪中。
Sin doesn't bother me.
罪对我来说一点都不管，都无所谓。
I don't think about God very much.
我也不常想到神。
But then I get saved.
然后我得救了。
And my life turns around.
我的生命转变了。
Now I'm walking away from sin.
我现在远离罪而离开他。
Now I'm walking towards God.
我现在朝着神走过去。
Now I'm headed to heaven.
我现在朝着天上走去。
But notice now how God has put my sin as far as the east is from the west from me.
所以上帝东离西有多远，他叫我的过犯离我也有多远。
So to experience this great truth, your life has to change direction.
那要经验这个真理的话呢，我们人生必须要改变方向。
And that's what we call repentance. I repent of my sin.
这就是我们所说的悔改，我们悔改自己的罪。
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him.
但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远。
That means His mercy will never run out. It's always going to be there for us.
换句话说，他的怜悯是无穷尽的，总会在那里为了我们。
Okay. God's mercy is key to peace with my past.
上帝的怜悯是我可以平安地面对过去的关键。
All right. Remember not the sins of my youth.
求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆。
Nor my transgressions.
和我的过犯。
Okay. How many of you looking back, you know, when you were a kid?
有多少人回顾自己年做孩子的时候？
How many of you 是很好的小孩？
你们是很听话很乖的小孩。
Right. 你不皮呀、啊。
你一点都不皮哈、
哦、，Right?
原来哪里
？Yeah, I think all of us, if we look at the sins of our youth, where we didn't honor our parents, we did things they told us not to do.
当我们回想自己孩童的时候，我们怎么样不尊重、不敬重自己的父母亲？哈，我们做了很多他们要我们不要做的事情。
Right? This is King David prays, "Please, Lord, don't remember the sins of my youth."
所以大卫这边祷告说：“求你不要纪念我幼年的罪愆和我的过犯。
”But why could he pray that to God?
但他怎么可以向上帝这样祷告呢？
Because of God's mercy.
因为上帝的怜悯。
Remember me according to thy mercy.
根据你的按你的恩慈按你的慈爱纪念我。
For thy goodness sake.
好，因为你的恩慈你的慈爱。
Okay. God's mercy is the key to my ever-present peace.
而上帝的怜悯也是我们目前有平安的关键。
Okay. This is a Psalm of David, Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇是大卫写的诗。
And this is after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
他是跟拔示巴犯了奸淫以后写的。
Right, he was in big trouble.
他的麻烦大了。
And this was his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
Have mercy upon me, O God.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我。
According to thy loving kindnesses, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression.
按你丰盛的慈悲，涂抹我的过犯。
Right, he committed a sin worthy of death.
他犯了一个该死的罪。
How could he ever be saved?
他怎么可以从中得救呢？
Well, because of God's great mercy.
也是因为上帝庞大的怜悯。
God in His mercy has a way to blot out all our sins.
上帝在他的怜悯当中可以涂抹我们所有的过犯。
And that's what we need.
我们也需要这个。
We need infinite mercy from an infinite God.
所以我们需要这个无限的怜悯来自这位无限的神。
Okay, God's mercy is a key to having peace about my eternity.
那上帝的怜悯也是我对永恒有平安的关键。
Okay, so you see, this is when Jesus was crucified.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
Right, He's in the middle.
他是中间的一个。
Right, remember there were two thieves crucified on each side of him.
那在旁边有两个强盗也同被钉十字架。
Okay, and there's a powerful lesson in these three crosses.
那在这三个十字架上呢，我们看到一个非常有力的这个功课。
Okay, the Bible says that we can abide before God forever.
圣经说我们可以永远坐在神面前。
If God prepares mercy and truth to preserve us.
假如上帝预备慈爱和诚实来保佑我们。
So now both of these men were sinners on each side of Jesus.
在耶稣两旁的强盗都是罪人。
And at first both of them were cursing Jesus.
他们两个起先都咒诅耶稣。
But then one of them repented.
但是其中一个悔改了。
He saw something in Jesus that was different from any other human being.
他看到在耶稣身上是其他的人所没有的事情。
And he asked Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom.
所以他跟耶稣说，主啊，你从你德国回来的时候呢，你来纪念我。
Somehow he came to believe Jesus was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
好像他在那个时刻感受到耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
And he asked Jesus to save him.
他要耶稣来拯救他。
And Jesus said, "This day you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣回答他说，今天你就要跟我在乐园里了。
But the other thief.
但是另外一个强盗。
See, this thief's going to get justice.
他会得到上帝的正义。
The first one, he got mercy. He asked God to remember him.
那是第一个强盗，他得到上帝的怜恤，因为他求神赦免他。
And he got mercy.
所以神给他怜悯。
But this guy never repents.
但是另外一个没有悔改。
And he keeps cursing Jesus.
他不断的咒诅耶稣。
And he's going to get justice.
他获得的就是上帝的审判，上帝的公义。
He'll never go to paradise with Jesus.
他不会在乐园里与耶稣在一起。
He'll spend eternity in hell.
他的永恒是在地狱里度过。
And see, we have two choices before us.
所以在我们面前有两个选择。
We can either come to Jesus for mercy.
我们可以来到耶稣面前求他的怜悯。
Or else we're destined to get eternal justice.
或是我们就走向永恒的这个公义的这条路上。
And if I get justice, I go to hell.
假如我得到的是神的公义的话呢，那我就去地狱了。
Because that's what I earned.
因为这是我本该得的。
Okay. God's mercy is foundational to eternal peace.
所以上帝的怜悯是永远平安的基础。
Okay. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
犹大书保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
See, I'll get eternal life because of God's mercy in Christ.
我可以获得永生是上帝在主耶稣基督里面的怜悯。
But for that to happen, my life has to change direction.
但是这个事情要发生的话，我的人生必须改变方向。
Okay? God is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy.
上帝能够保守我们不失脚，叫我们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前。
See, I know that's my future.
我知道这是我的未来。
Exceeding joy in God's kingdom forever.
在上帝的国度里面永远的欢欢喜喜。
All because I found mercy in Christ.
全是因为我找到了基督里的怜恤。
Now, Psalm 136 is the great psalm of the revelation of God's mercy.
诗篇136篇是对上帝的怜悯一个伟大的启示。
And we're going to learn some interesting truths about mercy.
那我们从这个诗篇当中可以学到很有趣的关于上帝怜悯的一些细节。
Okay. And if you want, you could open your Bible to Psalm 136. We'll be there for the rest of the way.
好，那么你假如你愿意的话，可以把圣经打开诗篇136篇。
The verses will also be on the screen.
那这些经文也会显在这个屏幕上。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
要称谢耶和华，因他本为善。
For his mercy endures forever.
他的慈爱永远长存。
So here we're supposed to worship God for who He is.
这里提到我们要敬拜上帝，就是他的本，按照他的本相来敬拜他。
He's a good God.
他是一个良善的神。
He's a merciful God.
连续的神。
And He's good and merciful forever. That can never change.
而且永远是慈爱跟怜悯。
God is inherently good and merciful.
所以上帝的本质是良善跟怜悯的。
See, mercy isn't just something He has.
怜悯不是他所拥有的一个素质
It's something he is
是他的人的本相
So it can never change
这就不会改变
Can never run out
也不会用空用尽
Okay And God's mercy he always was merciful is merciful and forever will be merciful
是他过去现在将来永远是良善与怜悯的
Because God in his own being is a mercifulBeing.
因为神的本质就是一个充满怜悯的神
Not like human beings
不像我们人类
Like I might be nice to you one Sunday
说不定我一个主日对你好
And then I'm really mean to him on another Sunday
但是下个主日对他态度非常恶劣
But God is always God
但是上帝永远是上帝
He's always good
他永远是良善的
He's always merciful
永远是怜悯人的
But never forget, he's also always just.
但是不要忘记，他也永远是公义的。
And I don't want his justice.
我不当然不要经验神的公义。
I want his mercy.
我要经验上帝的怜悯。
Okay. The God of Israel is the sovereign God.
这节经文告诉我们，以色列的神是全能自主的上帝。
Okay, verse 2.
第二节。
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
你们要称谢万神之神。
Why?
为什么呢?
Why should you thank God?
为什么要感谢上帝呢?
Now here's you won't be able to take your regular Sunday nap today.
今天你没有办法下午回去好睡个小午觉。
Because you're going to have to preach with me today.
因为今天你要跟我一起来讲道。
You won't be able to sleep.
你没有办法睡觉。
All right, so every time you see for his mercy endures forever, you got to say his mercy endures forever.
每次你看到因他的慈爱永远长存的时候呢，你要跟我一起来念。
All right, and you can say it in Chinese or English.
好，可以用中文或英文来说。
So I say, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods."
所以我说，你们要称谢万神之神。
All right, but let's get as excited about it now. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah, because it endures forever, it's something to get excited about.
永远长存是让我们感到很兴奋。
Because of His mercy, I'm going to get into heaven.
也是因为他的怜悯，我可以到天上去。
Because of His mercy, I'll be forgiven the sins of my youth, my sins today, and any future sin.
也是因为他的怜悯，我年幼时候犯的罪，现在犯的罪，以及将来犯的罪，都会被他赦免。
All right. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah, okay. He's the God of gods and Lord of lords.
所以他是万神之神，万主之主。
And why should you give him thanks?
为什么要给他谢恩呢？因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay. The God of Israel is the creator of all things.
那以色列的神是万有的创造者。
Okay. To him who alone doeth great wonders.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah, yeah. He does great wonders because of his mercy.
他独行大奇事，因为他是怜悯的神。
Right, and two of his great wonders there is the universe and our earth where we live.
好，我们的宇宙，我们活着的地球，都是出于他的怜悯。
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
All right, it's interesting, right? He made the heavens because of his mercy.
这边说他创造天地是因为他的慈爱。
So how looking at the heavens do I learn about God's mercy?
那我向着天空观看，我怎么学习关于上帝的怜悯呢？
This is powerful.
这非常有意思的。
Look at it.
我们看一看。
See, God reveals his life-giving mercy in the way he designed the solar system.
上帝在我们太阳系的设计当中呢，显明他赐生命的怜悯。
See, there's our sun.
那边是太阳。
And here's the earth.
好，右边是地球。
And this blue band is the only band in the entire universe where life can exist.
这个蓝色的环带呢，是宇宙当中唯一生命可以活的这个区域。
Right. There are hundreds of fine-tuned parameters in the universe.
在宇宙当中有这个微调的上百个参数。
Right, parameters like the distance of the Earth from the Sun.
好比地球跟太阳之间的距离。
The fact our Earth tilts.
然后地球倾斜。
How fast our Earth spins.
好地球自转的速度。
How fast our Earth rotates around the Sun.
好地球公转太阳的速度。
The fact there's eight other planets out there.
好在这个太阳行星里面有八百个其他的行星。
All these things are designed by God and finely tuned.
这些事情这些东西这个行星都是上帝所制造所创造而且都精微细调过的。
Science has showed if any of these hundreds of parameters were 1% different, we wouldn't be here.
科学家已经证明假如说这些参数有1%的差别的话呢生命就不可能存在。
Right. If you just change one of them,You and I cannot live on this earth.
假如这些参数只有一个稍微变动，地球就没有生命存在。
Look at a few of these.
我们看看其中一些。
The design of our solar system reveals God's mercy to mankind.
所以太阳系的设计显明上帝对人类的怜悯。
Earth is protected from comets by two large planets.
地球被两个很大的这个行星保护着。
One is Saturn.
不受这个彗星的攻击，一个就是土星。
Right? Did you ever wonder why did God create the planets the way He did and put them where He did?
你有没有想想，上帝把一些行星为什么放在这个地方，而且它的大小都有设计呢
？Well, He created Saturn and Uranus for a purpose.
他设计这个Uranus or
Jupiter. Uranus and Jupiter.
Okay,
the two of them.
他设计这个
Did I get them right?
土星啊。
Saturn, Saturn, I'm sorry. Saturn.、Yeah. Well, Uranus is also out there, a huge、yeah. gas body.
土星跟木星、okay. 特别是设计在地球旁边保护地球的。Okay.
Why? They're designed to protect Earth.
上帝设计他们来保护地球。
How many of you, let's see, how many of you remember Comet Shoemaker-Levy?
有多少人记得这个彗星叫做鞋匠利卫
?1994.
在1994年。
First time we observed a huge comet enter our solar system from outside it.
我们有第一次观察到在地球之外有个彗星向地球接近。
And for a while they were worried it might come to Earth.
所以有一段时间，科学家很担心这个彗星会袭击到地球。
But here's a time when the whole world got to witness God's mercy.
但这个时候，全世界都可以观察到上帝的怜悯。
In the way He designed our universe.
就是他怎么设计这个宇宙。
Because that comet, instead of coming to Earth and hitting Earth,
那个彗星它朝地球过来，但是没有撞击到地球。
Was drawn into Jupiter by its strong gravitational pull.
但是它却被木星的这个吸引力吸到木星去了。
So in God's mercy, we were spared from being annihilated.
所以在上帝整个设计的怜悯当中呢，地球没有被消灭。
And those two planets have been doing that for centuries.
而这两个行星在过去几百世纪呢，都一直这样保护着地球。
Okay.To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
称谢那铺水在水以上的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay. Why do we thank him that stretched out the earth upon the waters?
为什么感谢这位铺地在水以上的神呢？
Right.
因他的慈爱永
远长存。Yeah, because his mercy endures forever. How do we see God's mercy in the land and oceans?
我们怎么从陆地跟海洋的分布看到上帝的怜悯？
How does the fine-tuned balance between land and sea reveal God's mercy?
陆地跟海洋的微调平衡怎么显明上帝的怜悯呢？
Well, in science, we call this isostasy.
在科学里面，这个叫做地壳均衡。
Our Earth apparently has just the right amount of water and just the right amount of land.
我们的地球有它应该有的水分跟陆地。
So that you can have life on this planet.
才能够使生命存在地球上。
And that balance, it has to be so exact. If it was off even less than a percent, you and I wouldn't be here today.
那这个平衡必须非常的准确，因为假如它有1%的差错的话呢，地球上就不可能有生命。
See, there's hundreds, literally hundreds of these fine-tuned parameters.
而这个参数在这个太阳星系里面大约100多个。使地球才可以生存。
Another one in Job 37.
另外在约伯记37章说
，God tells us even the clouds are balanced.
甚至是云彩也被平衡。
Do you know any given time on Earth, you got to have a certain percentage of the Earth covered with clouds?
在地球的不管任何时刻，它都必须有一定数量的云彩来遮盖着地球。
If there were no clouds, you and I wouldn't be here.
假如没有云彩的话，我们都活不了。
So the clouds. a revelation of God's mercy to us.
所以云彩也显明上帝对我们的怜悯。
He designed this entire universe so you and I could be alive.
所以他设计整个宇宙，使你跟我都可以活在地球上。
Okay, God's mercy is revealed in the things He has created.
而上帝的怜悯彰显在他所造的事物当中。
Okay, to Him who made the great lights. 彰显
那造成大光的。因他的慈爱永远长存。
All right, some of you are falling asleep. Right? To Him that made the great lights.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah. Okay, how do the great lights? How do all these stars and planets in the universe, trillions of them, show His mercy?
那么这些大光跟星星在整个宇宙这个行星当中有上兆个好。
Very interesting. The total mass and energy of all the stars in the entire universe is fine-tuned.
那众星的总质量和能量也为地球的生命被微调。
Science now realizes if we didn't have such a big universe, you and I wouldn't be here.
科学家也发现，假如我们没有这么壮大的宇宙的话呢，你跟我也没办法存在。
If the mass of the universe or the total energy of the universe was a little bit different, you and I wouldn't be here today.
假如整个宇宙的总质量跟能量有一点点差别的话，我们就没有办法生存在地球上。
Wow, our God is so great.
所以我们的上帝是这样的伟大。
He fine-tuned the entire universe.
所以他微调整个宇宙。
In His mercy, so you and I could be alive today.
用他的怜悯去微调它，使我们可以存在地球上。
Seems like He's really going out of His way for you and me. Got to do all this for you and me to be here.
所以看起来上帝费尽心力，为了使我们能够生存在地球上，做了这么许多的事情。
Okay. The sun to rule by day.
他造日头管白昼，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay. God's mercy is revealed in the incredibly fine-tuned design of the sun.
所以上帝的怜悯也显明在令人难以置信的太阳的微调当中。
Okay, would you and I be here if there was no sun?
假如没有太阳的话，我们都会活下来吗？
是不是？ No, right? 不是。We're not here if the sun's not there.
好，太阳不在，我们也没办法活。
All right, move the sun out 2% from the earth. Just 2% of the 90.
我们把太阳离远离地球2%。
You and I aren't here.
我们没办法活下去。
Bring the earth a little closer to, bring the sun a little closer to the earth.
把太阳向地球拉近一点。
You and I aren't here.
你跟我没有办法存在。
Make the sun a little bigger.
使太阳更大一点。
You and I aren't here.
我们没办法活。
Make the sun a little smaller.
使太阳照小一点。
You and I aren't here.
你跟我也没办法活。
And this is all verified by science.
这都是科学所证实过的。
So you see, everything is so fine-tuned and designed.In God's mercy, so you and I can live.
所以在上帝的怜悯当中，他所造的万物都那么精细的微调，使我们能够生活下去。
He must have a great purpose for us if He goes to this great extent for us.
假如他到了这样的程度为我们设计，那他对我们的人生一定有很庞大的计划。
But God also designed the sun to teach spiritual truth of Christ.
那上帝也设计太阳来教导有关基督的真理。
Okay.But unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N of righteousness, arise with healing in his wings.
但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
Now we know this is referring to Jesus.
我们知道这节经文指的是耶稣。
And here Jesus is called the Son, S-U-N.
在这里，耶稣是神的儿子，好，他也是太阳。
So God's telling us.The physical sun that we see in the sky.
所以上帝告诉我们，我们肉眼所看见的太阳。
Not only designed to give us life.
不单是赐给我们生命而设计。
But it's designed to teach us spiritual truth.
也设计为了教导一个属灵的真理。
That makes it exciting to study creation.
所以这让我们研究这个上帝的造物哈，非常的有意思。
Right, Jesus said He's the light of the world.
耶稣也说他是世上的光。
Okay. Now, there can't be any life without the sun.
没有太阳光就没有生命。
So can anybody have spiritual life without Jesus?
那每个人可以有属灵的生命，却没有耶稣吗？
No, because He's the light of the world.
不行哈，因为他是世上的光。
You can think this is a separate study.
我们可以再多想想。
What are some ways the sun is a type of Christ?
太阳有哪些方面是主耶稣基督的预表？
Yeah, it rises in the morning.
它早上起来。
It sets beautiful reddish sunsets at night.
很美的日落在西方下去。
Right, when Jesus came the first time, He died on the cross for our sins.
当耶稣第一次来到世界上，他死在十字架上。
Okay, and The sun wakes everything up.
太阳把我们每个人都叫醒。
Before we know Jesus, we're dead in trespasses and sins.
但我们知道耶稣因为罪恶的时候他被埋葬而死。
We're spiritually asleep.
我们都在属灵的死亡当中，在睡眠当中。
But when Jesus comes into our life, we wake up.
但是当耶稣进到我们生命当中，我们就醒过来了。
It's a new day. It's a new life.
啊，是一个新的一天，新的生活。
Okay, the moon and the stars to rule by night.
星宿管黑夜，因他的慈爱永远长存。
So how does the moon reveal God's mercy to us?
那月亮怎么显明上帝的怜悯呢？
Well, one reason would you and I be here if there was no moon in the sky?
有一个原因就是，假如月亮不在空中，地球还可以活下去吗？
是不是？不是 ，right? No life at all if the moon's not there.
假如没有月亮，我们也没办法生存。
And you know, scientists can't figure out how the moon got there.
科学家没有办法想出来为什么月亮要
存在，是怎么
在那里的。
There's been six different major theories in the last 100 years.
在过去一百年有六个不同的理论。
None of them work.
没有一个行得通。
Because God put that moon there.
因为上帝把月亮放在那里。
Okay, if it was a little bigger, no life on Earth.
假如月亮稍微大一点，地球没有生命。
If it was a little smaller, no life on Earth.
假如月亮小一点，地球也没有生命。
If it was further from the Earth, no life on Earth.
假如它离地球稍微远一点，没有生命。
If the moon was closer to the Earth, you and I aren't here.
假如月亮离地球近一点。地球上也没有生命。
The moon was designed to control the tide so there could be life on Earth.
月亮的设计是希望这有潮起潮落，使地球上的生命能够存活。
It's incredibly designed and fine-tuned for life.
所以月亮的设计和微调是为了地球有生命。
But it's also designed to teach spiritual truth.
也为了教导我们属灵的真理。
See, the moon is a type of Jesus's church.
月亮就表征耶稣基督的教会。
So, if we're the church,
我们是教会,
does the moon have its own light?
月亮本身有光线吗?
Does it? No.
月亮本身不发
光。Where does the light on the moon come from?
月亮上的光
from the sun.
来自太阳。
So where does the light of the church come from?
那教会的光来自哪里呢?
Jesus.
来自耶稣。
Now here's a powerful truth.
所以这里是一个很有能力的真理。
God designed the size of the sun.
上帝设计太阳的尺寸。
The size of the earth.
地球的大小
and the size of the moon,
月亮的大小
exact
精确的
so that when there's an eclipse,
就当有月食的或是日食的时候
right, the earth can totally block out the sun,
地球可以将太阳光遮盖
okay, so, and then you can't see the moon, there's no light on
the moon, 你就没有办法看到月亮
when there's an eclipse of the moon or an eclipse of the sun,
当有日食或月食的时候
it's because the earth was designed exact to create that eclipse.
因为地球的设计就是设计出可以有这个月食或日食出现。
But what causes the moon to lose the light of the sun?
但是月亮没有办法反映太阳的光是什么原因？
What happens? When the world comes between the moon and the sun, the moon loses its light.
所以当地球挡在太阳照到月亮的中间的时候，月亮就没有办法发光。
When you become a worldly Christian,
当我们成为一个属世的基督徒的时候
the light of the sun can't shine on you anymore.
太阳的光就没有办法再照耀在你的身上。
See, God designed it to teach spiritual truth.
所以上帝也设计他们来教导属灵的真理。
As Christians, we never want to let the world get between us and the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ.
所以作为基督徒，我们总一直不希望地球或属世的事情挡在我们反映耶稣的光的这件事情上。
The stars are also designed to teach spiritual truth.
那星星也被设计来教导关于耶稣的属灵真理。
Jesus said, "I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star."
耶稣说，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
So this will be your homework. What do you learn about Jesus by studying the bright and morning star?
你们可以有个功课，就是我们学习耶稣是这个明亮的晨星，可以学到什么功课？
Stars also designed to teach spiritual truth about us.
那星星也被设计教导关于我们的属灵真理。
Okay, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
睡在尘埃中的必有多人复苏。
Right, some to everlasting life.
其中有得永生的。
But some to shame and everlasting contempt.
有受羞辱，永远被憎恶的。
So there's two eternal destinies.
所以有两个不同永恒的去处。
Either everlasting life.
不是永恒的生命
or everlasting damnation.
就是永远的被憎恶。
There's no other destiny for a human being.
对一个人来说，没有另外一个选择。
And look what he says.
看但以理怎么说。
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
智慧人必发光，如同天上的光。
And they that turn many to righteousness will shine as the stars forever.
那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
And there's other scriptures there to teach you some of the spiritual lessons you can learn from the stars.
所以里面还有其他的经文，可以教导你从星星怎么看到属灵的真理。
But do you know if we didn't have the number of stars that there are in the entire universe, there'd be no life on earth.
假如宇宙中也没有那么多数量的星星，精确的这个数字的话，地球上也没有生命。
The size of the universe and the numbers of stars is fine-tuned for life.
宇宙的大小还有星星的多寡，也是经过上帝微调，使地球上有生命。
Because of the mercy of God.
因为出于上帝的怜悯。
There's only four possibilities for how we got here.
那宇宙存在只有四个可能。
Okay. Either this earth came from nothing accidentally.
第一，要不是它从无有意外的产生。
Okay. Can anything come from nothing?
无有可以生无有吗？
I mean, this is scientific here. Can anything come from nothing?
从无有可以产生无有吗？
No.
有吗？
Nothing comes from nothing.
You can't get an earth. 只能生无有。
You can't get an earth from nothing.
地球不可能从无有当中产生。
You can't get a universe from nothing.
好，宇宙也不可能从无有当中产生。
Okay, so that one we can prove wrong.
所以第一个是错的。
It came from nothing supernaturally.
第二个是超自然的从无有当中产生。
Okay, it is possible for something to come from nothing if it's supernatural.
好，如果是超自然的话，那是可能的。
Okay.It's always been here. Has the earth always been here?
宇宙地球永远存永远在这里。
Well, you know, science believed the earth had always been here, that the earth was eternal up until about 1930.
那科学以前在一九三零年以前，相信地球是永远一直在那里的。
Now they know the earth isn't eternal.
就是他们现在知道地球不是永远都在的。
It had a beginning.
它有一个开端。
Okay, so we know that's not right.
所以第三也不对。
And the other thing is, we're not really here. It's just an illusion. 第四就是
真的不存在，只是我们一个幻象。
Right, that's Hinduism.
这是印度教。
Some of Buddhism believe that
we're an illusion. 或是某些佛教的派别。
So only one of these four can be proven scientifically to be possible.
所以这四个当中只有一个是科学是可能的。
Let's see which one it is.That's the one that makes the most sense.
就是第二个好，第二个是最有可能的。
And that's exactly what the Bible teaches.
这也是圣经所教导的。
God created everything out of nothing.
上帝从无有当中造出万有。
Supernaturally, because
超自然的。
He is the omnipotent creator.
因为他是全能的造物主。
Okay, here's Richard Dawkins.
这是很有名的一个科学家，叫做 Richard Dawkins.
This is a famous quote from him.
这是来自他一个很有名的引述
他的话。He wrote a book called The Blind Watchmaker.
他写了一本书叫做《瞎眼的制表者》。
And what he believes is there's no God.
他不相信神存在。
And but everything came out of nothing somehow.
但是万物从无有当中不晓得是怎么发生的。
Therefore, there's no real purpose in life.
所以人生没有真正的目的。
There's no design.
也没有设计。
Right?Things just happen by chance.
很多事情就是偶然发生。
But even he admits it has the appearance of design.
但是即使他也承认，看起来好似有设计。
But it's just an illusion.
但只是一个幻觉。
So here's a man who admits everything has the appearance of design.
所以他毕竟承认，看起来好像是有经过设计。
But then he denies it.
但是他完全将他否认。
And says it all happened just by accident.
而且说。完全是偶然发生。
So Richard Dawkins fulfills the prophecy in Romans 1:20.
所以他就实现了罗马书第一章二十节的预言。
Professing to be wise,
自以为聪明。
He was wise enough to see it looks like things are designed.
他的聪明让他看出好像是有设计的。
But he became a fool.
但是变为愚拙。
Because he denies the design by God.
因为他否认了上帝的设计。
Okay. Now here it gets.God's mercy is pretty interesting.
那这边又提到上帝的怜悯相当有意思。
To him that smote Egypt,
称谢那击杀埃及人的长子的。
Okay, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
击杀埃及人的长子的。
Why did God do that?
为什么呢？因他的慈爱永远长存。
Wow, how is that God's mercy by smiting the firstborn of Egypt?
那上帝击杀埃及人的长子，那怎么是他的慈爱呢？
Okay, let's look at this. One people's judgment is another people's mercy.
一个民族的审判是另一个民族的怜悯。
Okay, so there's a warning here.
所以这里有一个警告。
All right, let's look at this.
好，我们看一看。
What do you want, justice or mercy?
神的正义或怜悯，你要哪一个？
Someday you're going to stand before a holy God.
有一天我们要站在圣洁的上帝面前。
And you're going to have to give account.
你要交账。
For every deed you ever did.
为我们所做的一切事情交账。
For every word you ever spoke.
所说的每一句话。
And for every thought, you ever thought.
还有每一个思想。
And you're going to be judged by that.
我们会受审判。
Do you want justice or mercy?
我们要上帝的正义或是上帝的怜悯。
Do you want to get what you deserve?
你要得你所配得的。
Or do you want mercy?
还是要神的怜悯。
And get salvation.
得他的救恩。
Okay. See, Egypt earned God's judgment.
埃及他获得了上帝的审判。
Remember, they were killing all the babies in Egypt.
因为在埃及他们弑杀所有以色列人的孩儿子。
They were persecuting the Jews.
他们逼迫犹太人。
Right, God said, "Israel is my firstborn."
上帝说，以色列人是我的长子。
So the Egyptians were killing God's firstborn, the Jews.
所以埃及人残杀以色列人的长子。
So what's their justice?
他们的正义是什么呢？
Their firstborn is going to be killed.
他们的长子死亡。
But Israel cried out for God's mercy and received it.
但是以色列呼求上帝的怜悯，而且领受了神的怜悯。
In order for Israel to get mercy from God.
所以以色列要从上帝获得神的怜悯。
God had to judge Egypt.
神必须审判埃及。
Because they were trying to kill Israel.
因为他们要弑杀以色列。
So you see, sometimes one person's mercy is another person's judgment.
所以有的时候一个人领受神的怜悯，而另外一个人却领受了神的审判。
It depends if you're living for God or rebelling against Him.
就在乎你是为神而活，还是背叛神、违背神而活。
God's mercy is revealed in redemption.
上帝的怜悯显明在救赎当中。
He brought out Israel from among them.
他领以色列人从他们中间出来。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah, in God's mercy, He brought Israel out of Egypt.
上帝在他的怜悯当中把以色列人从埃及领出来。
Right, and He did it with a strong hand
and with a stretched out arm. 他伸展大能出来的膀臂。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah.Now we understand that outstretched arm today.
我们今天明白这个大能的膀臂。
God stretched out His arms on the cross of Calvary.
上帝伸出在十字加略山的十字架伸展他大能的膀臂。
To redeem us from all our enemies.
救赎我们脱离一切的仇敌。
Especially our spiritual enemies.
特别是我们属灵的仇敌撒旦。
To Him which divided the Red Sea into parts.
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay, God divided the Red Sea for Israel.
上帝为以色列分裂红海。
And He made Israel to pass through the midst of it.
他使以色列人从其中经过。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay, so that's God's mercy parting the Red Sea for Israel.
上帝为以色列分裂红海也是出于他的怜悯。
But He overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
推翻在红海里。
And why did He overthrow Pharaoh?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
See? Killing Pharaoh was mercy for Israel.
所以杀了法老的军队对以色列人是他们的怜悯。
Pharaoh and the Egyptian army got justice. They got exactly what they deserved.
法老和他的军兵得了上帝的审判公义，因为这是他们配得的。
Israel didn't get justice.
但是以色列没有得上帝的公义。
They got God's mercy and redemption.
他们得到上帝的怜悯跟救赎。
And so the Egyptians are drowned in the sea.
所以法老和他的军长推翻在红海里。
And Israel was freed from her enemies by God's mercy.
因为神的慈爱，以色列人脱离了埃及。
The mercy of God will eventually annihilate all evil.
上帝的怜悯至终会毁灭所有的罪恶。
There's a picture of Leviathan, a type of Satan in the Bible.
这是大鱼，哈，圣经上就是撒旦的一个预表。
He's a type of the devil, our arch enemy.
我们的大敌人。
Jesus, when He comes back in glory,
当耶稣在荣耀当中回来的时候
He's going to put an end to the devil.
他会使魔鬼终止。
One angel will be able to cast him into a bottomless pit.
有一个天使就可以把他丢在无底坑里面。
Okay. To Him which led His people through the wilderness.
行走旷野的。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay, now here's the thing.God guides His people through the tough and dangerous times.
上帝引导他的百姓经过艰难危险的时刻。
We all have our own wilderness.
我们都有自己的旷野。
There are tough times in life.
人生的艰难的时刻。
Times when we just feel like we're drying up and going to wilt and die.
有的时候我们觉得自己枯竭，要死了。
But God leads His people through those times.
但是上帝引领他的百姓经过那样的时刻。
Why?
为什么？ 因他的慈爱永远长存。
Because of His mercy.
因为他的怜悯。
Important lessons to learn from wilderness
mercies. 从旷野中的怜悯，我们学习一些重要的功课。
God tells us, says, remember the way which the Lord thy God led thee through the wilderness.
神说你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。
One main purpose to humble us.
最重要一个目的是要使我们谦卑。
Okay.Our wilderness experiences are meant to humble us.
我们旷野的经历是要让我们谦卑。
That he might make thee know that man doesn't live by bread only.
使你知道人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
That's why we say to be a whole Christian.
所以做一个整全的基督徒。
You need a whole Bible.
我们需要完全的圣经。
That's one of the reasons for our wilderness experience.
这就是为了我们在旷野当中来学习。
You got to learn that you live by every word of God.
我们要学习靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Okay. God will destroy Israel's enemies.
上帝会毁灭以色列的仇敌。
To him which smote great kings.
那击杀大君王的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Yeah, he slew famous
kings. 他杀戮有名的君王。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay.
就是杀戮亚摩利王西宏，因他的慈爱永远长存。
又
杀巴山王噩，因他的慈爱永远长存。
See, God killing all these evil kings was His mercy towards His people.
上帝弑杀这些邪恶的王，是因为他对以色列的怜悯。
And the day is coming when God is going to eliminate all sin and all evil from this world.
有一天，上帝会来除灭世上所有一切的罪恶。
And when he does, you'll either receive justice or mercy, your choice.
在那个时刻，你不是接受神的怜悯，就是接受神的公义的审判。
If you want God's mercy, you've got to give your life to Jesus.
假如我们要经历神的怜悯的话，我们必须接受耶稣。
Otherwise, when God removes all sin from the earth, you'll be removed with it.
要不然，当神除灭世上一切罪恶的时候，你会跟着一起被除灭。
Sometimes we forget the truth that God's wrath is still manifested today.
有的时候我们会忘记哈，上帝的愤怒仍然彰显在今天。
Right, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all.
圣经说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切。
All ungodliness.
不虔的人。
What's ungodliness?
什么是不虔呢？
Just someone who is leaving God out of their life.
就是一个在生命当中没有神的人。
Maybe you say you believe in God.
或许你说你相信神。
But you don't go to church.
但是你不去教会。
You don't read God's word.
你不读他的话。
God's not in any of your thoughts.
神不在你的思想里。
That's being ungodly.
那就是所谓的 ungodly， 就是没有神。
Yeah, God's just not got any place in your life at all.
神在你生命当中没有任何的一个地方。
His wrath is revealed against that kind of thing.
所以他的愤怒会显在这样的人身上。
It's revealed against unrighteousness.
也显在不义的人身上。
When you don't do what's right,
当你不做好对的事情的时候
right, you're going to be judged.
神会审判。
Okay, and those who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
还有就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
People who have the truth.
那些有真理的人。
But they don't live it out.
但是不活出来的人。
Okay, and he gave their land.
他将他们的地赐他的百姓为业。
Why did he give Israel that land?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay, and he gave
他将他们的地赐给他的百姓为业。
Okay,
因他的慈爱永远长存。
He gave Israel a specific piece of land.
他给以色列特定的一块土地。
Okay, even a heritage unto Israel.
就是赐他仆人以色列为业，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Doesn't matter what the UN says.
不管联合国怎么说。
Doesn't matter what any other country says.
不管任何其他的国家怎么说。
God says He gave that land to Israel because of His mercy.
神说，因他的怜悯，他给以色列那一块地。
Okay, it's a specific piece of land.
一块特定的土地。
Who remembered us?
他顾念我们在卑微的地步。
Okay, He remembered us in our lowest state. Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay.Remember our lowest state? What did God do?
在卑微的地步，上帝做了什么？
He came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ.
他以耶稣基督的身份来到世界上。
The wise men sought after him. They were guided by a star.
东方的博士看到那个光，那个星星。
Every star is designed for a purpose.
每个星星，上帝设计都有目的。
And that star led them to the baby Jesus.
那个星引导他们去看到婴孩耶稣。
See, God suffers with us and for us.
所以上帝与我们一起，而且为我们来受苦。
He remembered us in our low and sinful state.
在我们卑微的地步，他想到我们。
And he came to live among us.
他来到我们当中。
Why?
为什么？他的慈爱永远长存。
We didn't deserve it.
我们不配的，原是全是他的怜悯。
And he has redeemed us from our enemies.
他就把我们脱离敌人。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Now here's our main enemies right here.
我们最主要的仇敌是。
Satan is like a lion, a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
圣经说，撒旦好像吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找可吞吃的羊。
Satan is a serpent.
他也是一个蛇。
Right, we meet him in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园，我们看见他。
Satan is also that red dragon.
撒旦也是那个红龙。
We meet him in the book of Revelation.
在启示录提到他。
These are our great enemies.
他是我们的大仇敌。
And we're told that God has redeemed us from our enemy.
圣经说神救赎我们脱离这仇敌。
How and when did he redeem us?
他什么时候这么做了呢？
When Jesus died on the cross.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候。
When he died on the cross, he defeated Satan forever.
他死在十字架上永远击退了仇敌撒旦。
Just a matter of time till Satan is eliminated from this world.
很快，撒旦就会从世上被除灭。
And God gives
他赐粮食给凡有血气的。
Why?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay. God offers mercy to the whole world.
上帝提供怜悯给全世人。
Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven. 你们要称谢天上的神。Why should you thank the God of heaven?
因他的慈爱永远长存。
Right. Pursue the mercy of God for yourself.
所以我们要为自己来追求上帝的怜悯
，and share the mercy of God with the whole world，
而且将上帝的怜悯与全世人分享。
See that Jesus told us, "Be ye merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful."
耶稣说，怜恤人，你们要怜恤人，像你们天父怜恤人一样。
So we want to understand God's mercy, so we know how to be merciful.
所以当我们明白上帝的怜悯的时候呢，我们可以对人表现怜悯。
And when you start being a merciful person,
当我们成为一个连续人的人的时候
we have this great hope.
我们有一个很伟大的盼望
Because when Israel finished building the temple,
当以色列人建成所罗门圣殿的时候
okay, and it came to pass, they lifted up their voice with instruments of music.
他们赞美感谢耶和华，用各种乐器扬声赞美耶和华说
and they praised the Lord saying, for he is good and his what?
耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
They understood it and they started praising God for His mercy endures forever.
他们明白上帝的连续，他们也赞美神的连续。
And then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud.
所以那时耶和华的圣殿有云彩充满。
For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God.
因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
And here's a great hope for us.
那对我们来说有一个很大的盼望。
Christ has made us the temple of God to reveal His glory.
基督使我们成为上帝的殿，来显明他的荣耀。
He says, "Don't you know now, after you accepted Jesus, that you are now the temple of God?"
保罗说：“难道你们不知道吗？你接受耶稣之后，你就成为神的殿了。
”So be merciful.
所以我们要怜悯。
Right, arise and shine, for thy light is come.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
The glory of God's grace is upon thee.
耶和华恩典的荣耀也照耀你。
The glory of God's grace is upon thee.
耶和华的恩惠也照耀你。
The glory of God's love is upon thee.
耶和华的爱也照耀你。
Because Christ has come into your life.
因为基督已经进入到你的生命当中。
And He's filled you with the Holy Spirit.
他用圣灵将你充满。
And now we're supposed to manifest the glory of God.
而我们现在就要来显现上帝的荣耀给世人。
That same verse says.
同一节经文说。
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
看那黑暗遮盖大地。
And gross darkness the people.
幽暗遮盖万民。
I thought this was interesting. What country is that?
我觉得这个图画非常有意思。好，这是哪一个国家？
Yeah, you look at a map, a night map, and
一个夜晚照的一个地球的照片。
North Korea is in total darkness.
北韩是完全在黑暗当中。
Not only physically.
不单就是说从肉眼去看。
They are physically because they're spiritually in darkness.
他们从肉眼看是非常黑暗的，因为他们里面的灵性是非常黑暗的。没有教会。
No Bible.
没有圣经。
No Christians allowed.
没有基督徒可以在北韩。
And the darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people.
黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
But look at South Korea.
但是看看南韩。
Not only physically is it filled with light.
不但肉眼可以看到它很多的光。
But spiritually, South Korea is filled with light because they're turning to Christ in mass. Almost one third of South Korea has become Christian.
就属灵来说呢，南韩30%的人都是基督徒了，他们归向主耶稣。
But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee.
耶和华却要显现照耀你，他的荣耀要现在你的身上。
Will you arise and share the mercy of God?
你会兴起与人分享神的荣耀吗？神的怜悯吗？
Let Him fill your life with His mercy.
让上帝充满你的生命，有他的怜悯。
So you can bring the light of Christ to a dark world.
好使你使基督的光。照耀在黑暗当中。
Contemplate God's mercy in your life.
我们可以默想上帝在我们生命中的怜悯。
Satan, the world, and often people cause us much suffering.
撒旦这个世界还有人经常造成我们很多的苦难。
But set a goal this week to meditate on how God has been merciful to you throughout your life.
但是这个周这一周呢，你可以立下目标，想想看上帝如何在我们一生当中对我们怜悯。
His mercies are new every morning.
他的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
Start writing them down.
把它们写下来。
Start thanking God for each one.
为每一个来感恩。
And when you start thanking God because His mercy endures forever,
当你感谢神，因为他的恩慈存到永远。
The glory of God's going to start coming and fill your life.
那神的荣耀，神的光就要照耀在你身上。
And here's a practical application.
这边是一个很特别的一个很实际的一个应用哈。
Okay, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again.
圣经说，恶人借贷而不偿还。
How many of you ever borrow money and never paid it back?
我们当中有多少人借钱却不还钱呢？
You don't have to put your hand up.
你不需要举手。
It's just as bad as stealing.
这跟偷窃一样糟糕。
But what does God say? That's
wicked. 但神怎么说呢？
That is evil. To borrow money from somebody or say, can I borrow just for a little time and never pay it back, you're evil. That's what the Bible says.
圣经说，假如你只借而不还呢？圣经说你是一个恶人。
Okay.But the righteous showeth mercy and gives.
义人却恩待人并且施舍。
Are you merciful?
我们是有怜悯的人吗？
If you are, you're a giving person.
假如我们是的话呢，我们是一个施舍的人。
Even this poor widow.
即使这个可怜的寡妇。
She gave one little mite at the offering at the temple.
她在圣殿里给了一个小钱。
Because she was a righteous person.
因为她是一个义人。
She hardly had anything.
她自己本身没有多少。
But she still gave.
但她还是在施舍。
That's mercy.
这就是知道神的怜悯。
That's God's mercy.
这是神的怜悯。
The merciful give.
好，有怜悯的人会是一个乐于好善乐施的人。
So that people can understand what the mercy of God is.
好，让人家明白神的怜悯是什么。
Okay, we're going to have the Lord's Supper now.
我们现在要守主餐。
And this is where God really demonstrated His mercy to us in Christ.
神在这里就在基督里向我们彰显他的怜悯。
For He died on the cross for our sins.
因为他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Jesus took the justice you and I deserved.
耶稣取了你我该受的神的正义。
So that He could give us the mercy we didn't deserve.
好让我们能够承受上帝的怜悯。
And that mercy includes.Everlasting life.
这个怜悯也包括永生。
Now, this is exciting for those who were baptized last week.
上个礼拜受浸的人，今天的领主餐对你来说是非常有意义的。
Because now you can scripturally partake of the Lord's Supper.
现在你可以正式参与守主餐。
Now the Holy Spirit will really reveal the unsearchable riches of Christ to you through it.
现在圣灵可以借着主餐让你明白在基督里的丰富。
We believe the conditions to partake of the Lord's Supper.
我们相信，要领主餐的一些条件是。
You acknowledge you are a sinner.
第一，你承认自己是个罪人。
You repented of your sins.
你悔改了你的罪。
And ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you.
而且邀请耶稣进入你的内心来拯救你。
After Jesus saves you, you give a testimony in baptism of your salvation.
当耶稣拯救你之后呢，你就借着公开的敬礼来宣扬你的救恩。
And that's why there's a white.Linen at the Lord's table because it matches the white linen you wore in your baptism.
就是为什么主餐桌上都有一个白布哈，白布象征你穿的那个白袍是圣洁的。
So if you don't meet the conditions to partake of the Lord's supper,
所以假如你还没有达到刚刚提到的这个条件
，you can still join us in this holy time.
你还是可以在这段时间加入我们
，and spend some time talking with God as we
好，自己默默的祷告，跟神对话。
What do you need to do to experience fully the mercy of God?
想想你需要做些什么，能够经历上帝整全的连续呢？
So let's spend a few moments in silent prayer.
所以让我们现在花点时间来默祷。
Okay, confess any sin you're aware of.
承认你自己知道的罪。
And let's get our hearts right with God.
好，让我们的心在神面前是对的。
So we can experience His presence now as we partake of the.
好，让我们能够经验他与我们的同在。
Okay, a few moments in silent prayer.
让我们默祷。
Heavenly Father, we can never thank you enough for your infinite mercy.
神，我们今天没办法来诉说我们怎么样的、何等的感谢你。
Lord, I know it's so hard for me sometimes to realize how great my sin is.
有的时候我们自己不知道我们自己犯了何等大的罪。
It's really so great because I've sinned against such a great God.
因为我们今天的犯罪是得罪了那个伟大的神。
And I deserved eternal judgment.
实在是在永恒里面我们是 被审判的。
You offered me mercy in Jesus.
但是在耶稣基督里你是给我们恩典。
How can I ever thank you enough?
我们实在是没有办法来完全来谢谢你。
But Lord, I'm going to try with all my heart.
但是主我们现在用我们的心来感激你。
I'm going to tell the world how merciful you were to me.
因为我们要跟世界的人分享你今天是何等的恩待我们。
For giving me all my sins.
你赦免了我们一切的罪
so that other people can understand how great your mercy can be towards them too.
所以今天是别人也能看到你的恩典对他们又是如何
So now we celebrate your death on the cross.
所以我们现在在这边纪念你在十字架上的死
You had to die because of the sins I committed.
因为你在我们的罪你自己死在十字架上
Then you rose from the dead.
你从死里后来复活
Give me an eternal hope.
你给我们永恒的盼望。
Pray your Holy Spirit will just make these truths come alive.
我们真是求圣灵帮助我们，让这些你自己的真理在我们生活里面活化出来。
So that our praise and love and worship will just flow naturally from your Holy Spirit in us.
这是让圣灵帮助我们，让我们今天全部的赞美都是从我们生命里面自然的流露。
Speak to us now in Jesus' name.
请跟我们继续跟我们讲话，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed，
耶稣他在被卖的那一天
，He took the bread, unleavened bread that the Jewish people use，
他拿了一个无酵饼
，And this is really an amazing picture of Jesus crucified，
这就是代表了耶稣基督为我们的罪的的罪。
When we pass the bread around,
当我们在传饼的时候
，you'll see it's pierced with little holes.
你就看到它，你可以看得到里面有很多洞。
Bible tells us Jesus was pierced for our iniquities.
所以就看到在圣经上跟我们讲到神然后为我们刺伤。
You'll see the stripes, these parallel lines.
你也看到一条一条的线。
Bible tells us by his stripes we're healed.
圣经讲着因为他的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
This bread has been put into the fire to bake it.
那这个饼也是经过火里面所烧烤的。
Right, Jesus descended into hell for our sins to save us from hell.
耶稣基督降到在阴间为我们的罪的关系。
And then he broke this bread.
他把这个饼给打拨开。
And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you."
他说这是为你们而舍的。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣他是我们生命的饼。
He was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread.
他是在这个伯利恒这个家里的饼。
The bread doesn't give us life unless we eat it.
今天这个饼不会变成我们的生命，但是除非我们今天吃。
And that's why it's so important that we meet the conditions to be able to participate in the Lord's Supper.
所以当我们今天来吃饼的神的饼的时候，我们要特别谨慎。
And as you break your piece off.
当你今天从这个饼上剥下来的时候
You're acknowledging that it's my sins that broke the body of Jesus.
所以你就知道这个是你是在耶稣基督的身上的受伤是你是有份的
And you like that one thief
就像那一个强盗
You can pray to Jesus right now.
你可以向耶稣祷告
Lord, have mercy on me.
神啊，对我有恩典
Forgive me my sins.
赦免我的不义。
I don't want justice.
我今天没办法面对公义。
I want mercy.
但是我要你的恩典。
Give me mercy, Lord.
赐我恩典。
You can pray that if you really sincerely mean it.
让我们今天很纯这个敬畏的心，来这样子在神面前祷告。
Let's spend a few moments in silent prayer.
让我们就在安静的在神面前认罪悔翻身祷告。天上的神，我们谢谢你，你自己不但创造了这样子伟大的宇宙，你今天也创造我们这个地球，把我们摆在里面。你不但 把我们摆在里面，主，你今天也是让我们可以看到这个穹苍你的荣耀。主，当我们看到你的荣耀的时候，我们就只有低头的匍匐敬拜。主，我们也特别是也感谢你，你自己不但说是把我们摆在这个地球上来可以来观看你手造到天，你今天也道成肉身到这个世界上来为我们的罪死在十字架上。主，今天不但是我们今天能够观看你自己的作为，我们也能够真正的体验到你自己为我们的罪已经在十字架上所摆上的。我们今天在借着这个薄饼来纪念你的死，因为你 当你在2000年死在十字架上的时候，主，就是因为我们的罪，你今天为我们付上这个罪价，所以让我们能够与这个造我们的神创造，与这个创造宇宙的神这位伟大的神，我们可以直接的有关系。我们谢谢你这样子的恩典，我们也谢谢主在上个礼拜有三位姐妹们也在一起，我们可以来拨这个饼，因为在你里面是有那个荣美的教会。主，我们谢谢你，求你自己纪念我们在你面前的悔改，愿你自己借着这个饼再次更新我们。祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen, Amen.